I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we talk with English teacher Nina Weinstein about some expressions in spoken American English that you might not find in a dictionary.
But if you're a good listener, you'll hear them. They give people time to think while helping connect one thought to the next.
One of the useful links, I think, is the expression, let's see, which means let me think. Often my students will use a kind of word like that from their own language, and so they'll be speaking Japanese or Spanish or whatever with their linking word, and then they'll continue the rest of the sentence in English. And so I give them let's see as a way to bridge their thoughts and also give them time to think.
It has a meaning in itself, though, too, doesn't it? Where, for example, you're not sure which way you've decided on something, so you say, okay, let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see, maybe.
Well, no, I think you're right. I think it could indicate that you're not sure of the answer. It has a lot of meanings, and a lot of these have dual meanings, like the simple expression, uh-huh. Uh-huh can mean that we're listening to what the person is saying, so this is a way of keeping them talking. It can also mean yes, or it can be pronounced mm-hmm.
What about no?
Uh-uh. And my students often have a problem distinguishing between uh-huh and uh-uh.
Let's give us an example of how to use them correctly.
Do you want to go to the movie? Uh-huh. Do you think that the movie will start after 9? Uh-uh.
You say your students have trouble distinguishing between the two.
Right.
Now, do you reinforce them with facial expressions or shaking your head or nodding yes and shaking your head no?
I talk about the beat. If you listen to uh-huh, the accent is on the second syllable. If you listen to uh-uh, it's equal. So uh-uh is more staccato. And I tap my hand on the desk to kind of reinforce this. And then I usually ask them if they sing karaoke or something like that so that they get the idea of the beat. But I don't sing for them.